Bonjour, Montréal. Welcome to today's Free Kick, a radio show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. All kinds of variety coming your way. Yeah, all kinds of variety. And stay tuned. World provider Malcolm Fraser will be with us at noon. In the meantime, keep it locked. Lots more coming up on today's Free Kick radio show.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to today's Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, sending you all the anti-war vibes you can possibly imagine.
And the beer of people living in fear of impending nuclear warfare. But as a matter of fact, believe it or not,
Plenty people don't care whether it imminent or not. Oh, first going to attack or if the human race are gonna survive or not. For those some is aware, them life already coming like a nightmare. And you can see it everywhere, the famine and the fear, the doubt and the drought, desperation and despair. And you can see it all around, the massacres abound, dead bodies all around, the atrocities abound, missing persons can't be found, dictators get the throne, new clowns are quickly found. The eagle and the bear are people living in fear of impending nuclear warfare. But as a matter of fact, believe it or not, plenty people don't care whether it's imminent or not. Or who first going to attack or if the human race are gonna survive or not. For those some is aware, them life already coming like a nightmare. Eagle and the bear are people living in fear of impending nuclear warfare. But as a matter of fact, believe it or not, plenty people don't care whether it's imminent or not. How first going to attack or if the human race are gonna survive or not. For those some is aware, them life already coming like a nightmare. And you can see it everywhere, the famine and the fear, the doubt and the drought, desperation and despair. And you can see it all around, the massacres abound, dead bodies all around, the atrocities abound, missing persons can't be found, dictators get the throne, new clowns are quickly found. The eagle and the bear are people living in fear of impending nuclear warfare. But as a matter of fact, believe it or not, plenty people don't care whether it's imminent or not. Or who first going to attack or if the human race are gonna survive or not. For those some is aware, them life already coming like a nightmare.
You are tuned in to today's Free Kick Radio Show right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Just had a, 45 minutes or so of reflections on the nature of war, feelings that it evokes in our minds. Of course, the war going on, of course, is the invasion of Ukraine by the Russian state being opposed by people all over the world, including bravely in Ukraine, bravely in Russia, and bravely throughout the world, standing up against the aggression of a major state, against the people of another state. So, what you heard, business-wise, in this set, going back through it, of course, we're hearing a dub version of Lynton Kwesi Johnson's LKJ and Dub Volume 2 album. We're hearing Cold War Dub. We heard The Eagle and the Bear from Making History, the album Making History, Lynton Kwesi Johnson, the original version, just before I started talking. Before that, DOA from out of Vancouver, Joey Shithead. War on 45, the name of the album. War in the East. Yes, War in the East. That's happening. Doesn't bring anything but destruction. Before that, someone who knows a lot about the destruction from the wars of the Yugoslav, former Yugoslav areas. Goran Bregovic, featured in a movie called Underground, a track called War. Very meditative, and highly recommend that movie, Underground, by... I'm losing the name of the filmmaker in my head, but the music was all done by Goran Bregovic. Beautiful thing. I hope you enjoyed that. A non-war related song before that, but one that felt right to put in the center of all of that. Billy Cobham from an album called Total Eclipse from 1974. We heard Sea of Tranquility. Sweet. Yes, not sweet, S-W-E-E-T, but S-U-I-T-E. There is no one that precedes it. So, Sea of Tranquility. And those are wishing Sea of Tranquility on everyone. These terrible times. Before that, expressing my feelings about war, a song called War Sucks, from the also known as a Freeform Freakout by Red Crayola from the album The Parable of Arable Land. Yes, from 1967. Also heard from Isao Atomita, his aversion on Holst's The Planets. We heard Mars, the Bringer of War. I last played Isao Atomita in October, and I played Venus, the Bringer of Peace. But, Mars, the Bringer of War. Mars is just around the corner. That is March. Of course, the month dedicated to Mars. Interesting piece. I hope you enjoyed that. I started off with Pussy Riot's opinion about Putin from an album, Ube Sexista. We heard Putin Zasal, also known as Putin Has Pissed Himself. and by all standards, looking at exactly what's going on in the Ukraine right now, looks like the Ukrainian people are resisting more than Putin expected, and sounds like Putin's army is not exactly enthusiastic about being there either. So Putin has pissed himself. Perhaps it's more appropriate than we thought at this point. We can only hope. 8 minutes before the hour of noon, when we will be hearing from our good friend Malcolm Fraser. He's got an hour of music set up for you. Tributes to people and new music galore. February edition of the World Provider on Free Kick Radio Show. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the weather before I let you go. Maybe a little bit more other than that too. Let's just check it out here. Currently -2 with a wind chill of -10. Going to be -1 today. It's a snow squall watch in effect. There's a blowing snow out there for sure. Only about two centimeters coming down, but the wind is going to be pushing it all around and making it look like it's snowing. Tonight, -18. Partly cloudy. More flurries overnight. Doesn't look like there's any accumulation predicted, but -18 with a -26 wind chill. Yeah. Tomorrow, sunny, -10. And then as the week progresses, we're looking at single digits in the daytimes, which is pleasant enough. -4 on Tuesday with more snow. Continuing snow through onto Wednesday, -5. More snow Wednesday night. And even on Thursday, -7. And then it clears out. -4 on Friday and Sunday, -2 on Saturday next week. Well, we'll see if that holds true or if it's actually going to end up being more snow. I have a feeling it's going to be more snow than you want. but that's where we're at. So you are, of course, listening to the Free Kick Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. You can get all of CKUT's programming archived at CKUT.ca. Head on over there. Check out all the shows that we put on here at the station. Very proud of everything we do here. You can know why by just going to the archives and digging through it. You can catch up on shows you heard before, want to hear again, want to just learn what's going on. We have at the Free Kick Radio Show a internet presence, but it's not too robust these days. Though I'm very happy to see on the Twitter feed, twitter.com/freekickradio, Jacob's liking all of the tweets, liking all the songs. Be like Jacob. Go on Twitter. Like all the tweets. Yeah, thanks, Jacob. It means a lot to me. One last track today. We're going to hear from the Jazz Jamaica All-Stars. Yeah. Jazz Jamaica All-Stars coming straight your way. So keep it locked, folks. Lots of great music on CKUT all day long. It's just for you. So here, let's just go with this. This is the Jazz Jamaica All-Stars. A track called War from Motor City Roots. Come back in 7. And enjoy Malcolm's half of today's show. And say no to war!
Hey! C'est maintenant le temps de prendre votre rendez-vous pour votre dose de rappel contre la COVID-19. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Pour bien vous protéger contre la COVID-19 et ses variants, vous devez recevoir la dose de rappel et continuer de respecter la distanciation, de porter le masque et de laver vos mains. La dose de rappel, un moyen de nous protéger plus longtemps. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Good. Great. Not bad at all. Hey, okay. Tickety-boo. Fine, thanks. All good. It's going gangbusters. Just great. When people ask us how we're doing, we often say fine, even if it's not always the case. If you aren't